Christmas on Siren FM.
Thank you for downloading the podcast edition of Legends on Siren FM with Kai Valentine right here on the Trending Topics Network. Unfortunately, I come to you with bad news, and that was that we had a couple of recording issues during this past week's show. It was a fantastic episode that went out live to the nation and beyond. However, our podcast recorder went down, so I had to go with the backup file, which has a slight icy background noise to it, which unfortunately isn't able to be edited away. It's such a shame because Darren gave an amazing performance, which you can still hear on this episode. But I just wanted to preface the show by saying that I apologise and it was out of our hands. However, it's such a great episode. We still wanted to put it out there, and Darren was honestly one of my favourite guests that I have had on the show so far. So you're going to hear myself, Kai Valentine, and Mr. Darren Porter pay tribute to the incomparable Bob Marley during this week's episode. And this is Legends on Siren FM. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, and this is Legends on Siren FM. Every week we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside a live performance from a local artist. This week we are paying tribute to the incomparable Bob Marley, and I'm joined by a very special guest in the studio. Darren Porter is here and will be performing live later in the show. Darren will be performing the hit Bob Marley and the Wailers track you heard right there, and that is Redemption Song. You can give your thoughts, as always, throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07797 800 716. That's 07797 800 716, or tweeting us, as always, at Siren FM. Bob Marley is an absolute legend of the music industry, bringing reggae to the masses. The Jamaican singer-songwriter was born in 1945 and by 1965 had formed The Wailers and were on the verge of releasing their debut album, an album which would include an early release of this reggae classic. This is One Love.
Gideon.
One love.
So when the man comes, there creation saying, one love. What about the one heart?
One heart.
What about the
let's get together and feel alright?
I'm pleading to mankind.
One love.
One heart.
One heart. Give thanks and praise to the Lord,
and I will feel.
Originally recorded in a ska style with the Wailers in 1965, Marley would rework the track for his Exodus album amid the turmoil of the Jamaican elections in December 1976. Marley had supported Michael Manley when he won the election in 1972 and became Prime Minister of Jamaica, but 4 years later, Marley was by far the most popular person in Jamaica and he refused to take a political stance. It was a very violent time in the country, and Marley tried to stay politically neutral whilst offering peace and shelter however he could. A local journalist, Vivian Goldman, was with Marley at the time and remembers him working on One Love whilst sitting on a small bed with a young girl sat on the other, and other visitors gathered around the room, and he said, "We'll share the shelter of my single bed," is what he sang as he created a song that was both peaceful and angry at the very same time. And I think peaceful and angry at the same time just absolutely sums up Bob Marley. And we have another Marley and the Wailers classic coming up next. But first, here's how you can get in touch.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800716. Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk. Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Siren FM. Have your voice heard on your community radio station. Siren 107.3 FM.
Three Little Birds, an absolute classic, often mistakenly referred to as Everything Is Gonna Be Alright. The track would only hit number 17 on the UK singles chart. Notable covers include Billy Ocean, Robbie Williams and Alvin and the Chipmunks. We're paying tribute to Bob Marley here tonight for Legends on Siren FM, and coming up will be a live studio performance from my guest in the studio. And he's here with me now, Darren Porter. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm absolutely excellent, thank you very much.
So, are you excited to be performing live on the show later on?
Well, quite nervous, to be honest with you, man. Like I said, I'm nervous about the talking part. When I get my guitar in front of me, I'm happy, but... Yeah, shaking a little bit now, you know what I mean?
You're not the first guest who've said that, and I'm sure you're not going to be the last. So do you want to tell everyone what you're going to be performing this evening?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing the classic song that is Redemption Songs, covered by people such as like Joe Strummer from The Clash. I'm going to join that long list of people that have covered this great track.
And why is it that you chose to cover this track in particular?
I think it speaks quite... hard about what was happening in Jamaica at that time, and it's a really well played political song, and I feel like I'm quite politically minded myself, so yeah, it's good to try and reflect that in covers and songs that I write.
Well, we are very, very excited for that. That's going to be coming up very shortly here on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. But we're heading to 1980 now with this, with Could You Be Loved?
Could you be loved?
By the time that Uprising was released in 1980, Marley and the Wailers had come full circle. Originally a group of shanty dwellers from Jamaica's slums in 1963, the late 70s saw a different Wailers story with success, money and fame. This, according to many, caused Marley to have a growing sense of conflict about success in the very system that he lambasted in his lyrics. As the Wailers began work on what would be their last album, he was also frequently ill, and he lived until 1977, where he was diagnosed with cancer that would kill him a year after Uprising's release. Could You Be Loved would become the first reggae song to be given major airtime on the US radio networks, a huge breakthrough in the market for Bob Marley and reggae as a whole, mainstream. We're heading back to 1972 next with another Bob Marley favourite for Legends on Siren FM.
Christmas on Siren FM.
Tribute to Bob Marley tonight for Legends on Siren FM. Jamaica's most famous son, as a small child, seemed to have a knack for spooking people by successfully predicting their futures by reading their palms. At seven, after a year spent living in the ghettos of Kingston, he returned to his rural village and declared that his new destiny was to become a singer. And from then on, he refused all requests to read palms. Well, I think that he chose the right career path right there. Throughout his career, though, Bob Marley has influenced many artists, and we're going to listen to one of them right now. This is the Fugees with No Woman, No Cry.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
Say, I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. Abba soaping the crookedness. As it mingle with the good people we meet. Good friends we had, oh, good friends we've lost. Hello, the world.
dry your tears, I say, until my peeps who passed away. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Say, say, say. Oh, hey, little sister, don't shed no tears. No woman, no cry. Say, say, say. I remember when we used to rock. Oh, oh, in a project yard in Jersey. And little Georgie would make the fire light. As stolen cars passed through the night. And then we'd hit the corner store for roots, paper, and broom. My drapes, my only remedy for pain of losing family. But while I'm gone, shorty, everything is gonna be alright.
C'est Wyclef qui a parlé avec nous. Quoi est-ce qu'on est dans la zone, non, man?
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are paying tribute to Bob Marley here tonight, live on Siren FM. That was the Fugees with No Woman, No Cry. The Fugees covered the hit Bob Marley and the Wailers track No Woman, No Cry as part of their second studio album in 1995. The Fugees followed in the footsteps of the icon Marley and would change the face of hip-hop in the same way that Bob would for reggae, paving the way for artists of the future. But one man who is hoping to pave his own path to superstardom is my guest in the studio now, performing live in the studio. It's Darren Porter with Redemption Song.
Yes, they rub by sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my heart was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We're forward in this generation, triumphantly. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the times. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. And how long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, these songs of freedom. 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, redemption songs, redemption songs.
A great mix of music, news, entertainment, and more on Siren 107.3 FM.
Great performance there from the fantastic Darren Porter. Remember, you can text us and let us know what you thought of that performance on 07797 800 716. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter as well. We love hearing from you. And here is Bob Marley and the Wailers with No Woman, No Cry.
No woman, no
Charting number 8 on the UK singles chart, Bob Marley's first hit, No Woman, No Cry, would go on to become one of reggae's most recognisable songs. The audiences on the tour where the live version was recorded were evenly mixed between black and white people. Marley was one of the few artists at the time to have mass appeal that transcended race. The song became a highlight of Marley's concerts, as the crowd always joined in, as it was a very, very easy song to sing along to. But before, we had that fantastic live performance from the man joining me right now. It's Darren Porter. How are you doing, Darren?
Absolutely fantastic, thanks, Guy. Yeah, loved that. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How are you doing? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. It was fantastic. The first time I've ever really done anything like this. So, first interview, really.
Well, it was fantastic. We've got. I'm going to be checking to see what messages we've had in so far. But we have had your mum pop into the studio just say that she was very proud of you.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd touch on that. It's the rock and roll lifestyle, mate. Taking your mum around. Well, no, mum taking me around, should I say?
It's the best way to go about things.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, she runs a taxi company. Quick cheeky plug there for mum's taxi company. she's got a thumb up in the window.
What's the name of the taxi company?
It's Ralph's Taxis in Gainsborough. I'll give you the number as well. It's 01427 811 005. There you go.
And obviously other taxi companies are available.
It's not the only one.
But as I said, they might not get you there as quick. So we are Legends on Siren FM, and we are paying tribute to the brilliant Bob Marley here tonight for Legends on Siren FM. Darren, why do you believe that Bob Marley is classified as a music legend?
Well, it's his influence. You know what I mean? You look anywhere and people know who he is. You know what I mean? Everyone knows who he is. It's actually like what I read earlier as well. It's Bob Marley OM, Order of Merit.
Yes.
The third highest honour in Jamaica he was given.
Wow, well, that's something I haven't learned.
Yeah, the third highest honour in Jamaica, the Order of Merit.
That's
so there you go.
Amazing. He has just such an influence. But yourself, Darren, you are an aspiring musician.
Yeah.
You've been performing locally. Mm-hmm. And just tell everyone what you've got coming up. Have you got anything coming up?
I've got an 18th birthday party that I'm playing. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. But so far, I don't have too much in the diary. I'm actually in a band, a full band myself. They're called Fenton Sons, based in Gainsborough.
And do you have a Facebook page for that?
I'm running everything through my page. I'm not very, like, I need to start doing that more, you know, differentiating between the personal page. But so far, yeah, everything's run through my personal Facebook, which is easy enough to find. So, yeah, like, if you want to know where I'm going next or, like, what's coming up, then, yeah, check me out on there.
Make sure you do, and make sure I'm sure we will be having Darren back on Legends on Siren FM in the near future. Bob Marley has so many classic tracks, it's impossible to play them all in the hour that we've got here on Siren FM. But here's another iconic song. How does Bob Marley like his donuts? We're jamming.
Satisfied. True love, I I can't resist, so time by my side. Jamming, I wanna jam it with you.
We're paying tribute to Bob Marley here tonight for Legends on Siren FM. In 1976, someone actually tried to kill Marley, and as a result, he exiled himself to London. It was there that he would make history in various ways. One by playing this song in 1978 at the Love Peace concert, and two by uniting two political leaders that could not and would not see eye to eye until Marley came along and united them. It was during the performance that Michael Manley, a socialist supporter of Cuba, and Edward Segar joined hands in unity. This sign of peace would reverberate through the political world, and this is one of the iconic elements of this track right here. Marley's influence has crossed generations, both through influence, however, on a literal sense as well, as in 1999, Funk Star Deluxe would release a remix of this huge Marley hit. That's coming up very, very shortly here on Siren FM.
Did you know you can listen to Siren FM wherever you are?
In Lincoln, tune to 107.3 FM, or hear us around the world on sirenonline.co.uk, or even via your mobile phone.
Which means, theoretically, we can be heard in the White House,
Buckingham Palace,
halfway up the Eiffel Tower,
or backpacking with your granny in the Amazon. Siren 107.3 FM.
Local coverage.
Worldwide listening.
It's a top my selector. Ta, 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 ta.
Shining.
this song was first recorded by Bob Marley in the late 60s and re-recorded for his 1978 Kea album, that is Sun Is Shining. However, in 1999, we saw the release of this dance remix by Danish house music producer Funkstar Deluxe, and it reached number one on the US dance chart. The essence of the song, according to Island Records producer, is that the sun is shining, but still people are suffering, which is a point that Funkstar didn't want to lose in his version. Some more classic reggae will be coming up. However, we are coming towards the end of today's show here on Siren 107.3 FM, and that means that it's time that it's getting to that time of year, and we are going to be paying tribute to Bob Marley for a little bit longer. However, the frost is on the ground and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yes, that song, that bed in the background means only one thing. It's the Christmas schedule is here. Yes, Siren FM and myself, we are going to be planning lots and lots of festive shows over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a very busy one. Next Monday will be a pre-recorded episode of Legends on Siren FM, as I will be actually sat over in the engine shed at this point here in Lincoln, as the fantastic Jimmy Carr is in town. I got tickets there quite a while ago before I'd even come up with this show. It's been months, so I'll be over there next Monday evening. However, the show will go on and I'll be paying tribute in pre-recorded fashion to the pop sensation Madonna. Then coming up on Friday the 19th of December, we have the fantastic James Jolly performing live in the studio as we showcase the Foo Fighters. It's the season to be jolly, and jolly we will be on Christmas morning. You can join myself and my lovely co-host Miss Maisie Anderson for Squabblebox Christmas breakfast for fun, crackers and festive cheer. Then on Boxing Day, Legends on Siren FM will be back with a 2-hour special paying tribute to the legends who attained Christmas number ones. That's going to be a very, very exciting one indeed. There are so many, and that will be a 2-hour special. We'll be with you from 10 p.m. on Boxing Day until 12 o'clock midnight. And finally, on the 2nd of January, will be a compilation episode featuring many of the artists who have performed over the past few months. Unfortunately, Darren's won't be in there because I pre-recorded it earlier this month. However, I'm sure we'll be hearing more from Darren as the weeks and months go on. So it's going to be a busy, busy few weeks here over the festive period. But we are coming towards the end of tonight's Bob Marley-themed episode. If you want to listen back to this show or the previous 7 episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or our Facebook page www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. I would like to give a big thank you to my guest in the studio, Darren Porter. Darren, would you like to say your goodbyes?
Can do. If people want to find me and see what, like I said earlier, what's coming up next, I am tagged in the video that was shared of me. So thanks for having me on the show, man. It's been enjoyable.
It has been a pleasure, Darren, and we'll have you on sometime in the new year, I'm sure. But we are your interactive legend show here on Siren FM, and we've been paying tribute to the fantastic. The fantastic Bob Marley. We want you to stay tuned to Siren FM throughout the Christmas period. There's plenty of shows coming up, including Word Perfect on Siren FM with the wonderful Christopher Clarkson. He has plenty of guests coming up. If you haven't tuned in before, do tune in. It is the local poets who are... I'm forgetting the name of them now. But yeah, they're going to be on on the show, and it's going to be a great, great episode as always. But we're going to end today's show with one final reggae tune from Bob Marley, and this is Keep On Moving from his 1977 album. Stay tuned to Siren FM and join us back for The Breakfast Show in the morning.
Someday I'll find a piece of land.